Well, shalom, and welcome back to the 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music hosted by Charlie Bernhout. That's me. I hope you're enjoying the programs. We've been playing a lot of live davenings recently and in the near future. Speaking of the near future, that's this particular hour. We'll be featuring cantor Moshe Genshoff. Genshoff was born in 1905. He died at the age of 92 in 1997. This is from a live davening, a weekday evening service. It was recorded at a convention of the Cantors Assembly that was taking place at Grossinger's Hotel, that's in the Catskills, on May 16th, 1973. We'll be hearing the davening, and then we'll be hearing a few of his recordings. So let's get right to Moshe Genshoff with a weekday evening service.
Vehu rachum yechaper avoin eloi velo. Oh. Israel. Nafsui
Asher beyadai nefesh nefesh kol echad. Asher beyadai nefesh nefesh kol echad. Mi mujer vas, mi mujer vas, mi mujer vas allá vas. Mi yo me viajé, eso y me la tufo, eso y me la tufo. Sheva, Shabbos Ohais, Sheva Shabbos Ohais, Sheva Shabbos Ohais, Sheva Shabbos Ohais, Dei mi mo. Mi boys the Ami Moferot, Ashabos, Ashvinis, His fellow, Hamishim, Hamishim, yo. Vikraftem minecho chadosho ladonu.
Hero! November 20th last, the the soul of Jenny Grossinger slipped from our midst into the hands of God. It would be unthinkable of us to come here to this institution, which is so much a part of the fruit of her labors, without pausing for a moment to extend our condolences to Paul and to Elaine, and in a sense to evaluate what has gone out of the life of the American Jewish community as well. Truth, as you know, is a fragile virtue. To add to it or to subtract from it is to destroy it. Jenny's record here on earth is in need of neither subtraction nor addition. She was and continues to remain a world figure, and anything we might add here to embellish that reputation and the knowledge and the memory which the world has of her would be of little consequence. What is of consequence is that we want to remember her. We want to extend our sympathy and the warmth of our remembering to Paul and to Elaine, who have in the ultimate borne the most precious loss, the loss of a mother. For us, the American Jewish community, we have lost one of the very last of a generation, the likes of which we shall never again encounter until perhaps the explorers of space in their persistent nibblings at the secret resources of the universe find a planet which will need to be built with the courage and the strength and the determination of a soul like that of Jenny Grossinger. And while the loss to us is not nearly so poignant or personal, it is still very precious. For there was a certain aura about these halls when Jenny moved about them. We have always felt that she had a special affection for us, that she singled us out because we represented something sacred, something historic, something beautiful which spoke very clearly to her soul. And now this precious soul, this atom of energy after a long and dynamic life, is gone. And it might seem to her family that the centrality, the focus of their lives, has gone out too. But it is not so. To believe that is to fail to understand the real meaning and the victory of her life. Her courage, her unshakable loyalty to tradition, a determination to build a proud and respected institution, and a meaningful life was not only for herself. It was a living example for them and for us. When we are called to the Torah, all of us say the blessing, "V'chaye olam nata b'tochenu," who has implanted within us eternal life. What the benediction is trying to teach us is that eternal life doesn't begin with the grave. No, it says that eternity is here and now and can be a continuing part of our lives. Jenny Grossinger brought eternity into her own life. As she enlarged the circumference of her interest and concern, as she wove her life into the lives of those around her, into the lives of millions whom she welcomed here as guests, she imparted something of herself into their lives. She gave them a treasure, eternally free and independent from a body that must inevitably die and decay. Her life, even at this somber moment, as we pause to remember her, must fill those who loved her most not with morbidity, but with gratitude and thanksgiving. Through their sweet memories of her, by their devotion to the faith and the ideals which she held dear, by their continuing love for one another, they help her to triumph over death. For so long as Jenny remains an influence, a force, and an inspiration in their lives, for so long will they know the power of deathlessness. God has indeed implanted within us eternal life. Jenny was the gardener of her own immortality. May her memory ever be a blessing and an inspiration to all who knew and loved her.
I'm sure if I would say to Chazan Genchov, Yasher Koach, for his most beautiful and deeply moving service, it would not be just. So let me, I know my colleagues and friends, join me in saying four simple words to you, Chazan Genchov. Ad Meo V'Yesrim Shana.
Okay, that was really quite something. Genchov was the chazan for many, many years at Grossinger's, and I had to make a decision whether to re-record this and cut out the accolades to the late Jenny Grossinger. But look, it was a bit of history, and I hope you don't mind my leaving that in. In any event, let's go back to some other recordings of Genchov. This first one is a classic that I'll be playing. This is Misha Osor Nisim, Genchov.
Hello.
Moshe Genchov with Misha Osor Nisim. We'll next hear him chanting Ritzei V'Mnuchosenu.
Evoike
Off next with Ritzei Hashem.
Nous sommes
Listening to Moshe Gantchoff, we have time for one more selection. This will be Tikantor Shabbos. Tikantor Shabbos. Let's see if we can get this going. Okay.
Tikantor Shabbos. Rati Yeso Kor Bemose Sieviso per lo cielo, in si dorrei ne so Yeah.
Okay, we've been listening to Moshe Genchoff. It's Charlie Bernhout. Hope you enjoy this hour. I hope you don't mind that little dedication to the late Jenny Grossinger. She played a great role in Genchoff's life, and I believe there have been a lot of cantorial events when that hotel was around. I'm a Jersey boy, so I really didn't grow up with the Catskills. I grew up in the Jersey Shore, but now I'm involved with so many from Brooklyn, Manhattan, you know, the Catskills were it. Well, it just passed me by. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a revival. In any event, thanks for joining with me this hour, and stay tuned for a very interesting interview with the great cantor, Yossi Malavani. Shalom, everyone.